culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you caught me cleaning up my brand new shirt here, brand new one. And I got this one from one of my favorite cult followers. Betty Perkins showed up last night at our event. And she brought the shirt because I'm the coach. That's why. I kind of like that, Betty, especially for us cult leaders here that like to take some of you mind-numbed robots and make you follow our every lead down the path to wherever. Late night last night, we had a great night. Great night. Gary sent me some pictures, but really they're kind of too dark to speak. Had to share. Had a chance to go to Mulligan's Pub last night. Yeah, we went to a pub. Yes, we did. We went to a pub to a Patriot gathering that I had the opportunity to speak to. Gary said today I spoke for 66 minutes. They gave me the floor. Packed house, standing room only crowd. I'm not bragging. That just happens to be the truth. There's about 85. There's still, hey, folks, a lot of good people still left in America. A lot of really, really, really good people. And that was up at Canton. That's hard to see. That's the owner. And she's the one. Boy, look at my tooth's on fire there. She was formerly Joe Biden. Joe Blystone's running mate, assistant, what do they call that?
Lieutenant Governor.
Golly, my brain. Lieutenant Governor. She's not involved with it anymore. And of course, her name escapes me. I went to bed late, got up early.
Swallen.
Buddy, yeah, thank you. Swallen. As my old buddy Dave Klontz would always say, Coach, you look like you've been ridden hard and put away wet. Well, that's kind of referring to a horse. That's kind of the way I feel today. But we had a wonderful time last night. I always want to tip my cap to Gary. Gary and Debbie Pierce, who do all kinds of stuff behind the scenes to make everything we do possible. And they came up last night. And our good friend, the milkman, yes, sirree, John and Darlene Hartzler joined us last night. He brought me some chocolate milk to come home and some cherry milk. And it was just a great time to go out to dinner, fellowship, and then get to stand for 66 minutes in front of that Patriot group last night was it's good. It's really, really good. Got a busy weekend. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we're doing a Patriot rally in Polaris, Columbus. That's North Columbus, Northwesterville. Going to do a Jericho drive in our cars. And then they're going to have a rally with some speakers. And I think that kicks off about 1 o'clock. And in fact, I think I'm scheduled to speak early because I have to, after that event's over, go to St. Clairsville, Ohio, for the rally down in St. Clairsville, which starts at 6:30, I believe. So again, if you want to go to the rally in St. Clairsville, please let Betty Perkins know. She's kind of keeping track of all of us. There is no cost, but I think I'll probably take an offering. There's no cost to come. So busy weekend, busy time, excited about it. A couple things I want to make you aware of. Mark your calendars. We're going to be in Missouri December 4th and 5th. December 4th and 5th, we're going to be, it's not on the calendar yet, probably. We're going to be in Neosho. Is it up there? No. Neosho, Missouri, on the 4th and the 5th. Now, Bob and Tammy, down on the farm, Tammy Evans. Bob in your prayers because he has to, of course, help take care of them. So,
tell him again when he comes up.
Can't hear you, Coach. Can't hear you.
I didn't have my headphones in. She wasn't texting on. So we're announcing today, December 10th and 11th. It's actually Friday night and all day Saturday until about 4 o'clock. A Warrior Women Weekend at Sky High. Women only. It's not on. Hey, this was just birthed yesterday. Okay, so we try to figure out how to. Some of you have to come a long way, and it gets expensive staying in hotels, yada yada yada, all that stuff. So our Warrior Michelle is hosting a Warrior Women Weekend on December Friday night. It'll begin about 6 o'clock Friday night. We're going to figure out sleeping arrangements. People can stay at Sky High. If they bring sleeping bags, cots, they can stay there for free. If you get a hotel room, you want to do that. We don't have anything up on the website yet. And then all day Saturday, being done about 4 o'clock, so that those of you who maybe have to drive 3 hours or whatever, you don't have to stay the second night. And they'll release you about 4 o'clock, and then you can go back home. It's the first of what Michelle's going to try to put together, Warrior Women Weekend, December 10 and 11. Now, you can't sign up yet because we don't have the information of it. But go ahead and mark that down in your calendar. I said, what about Dorita and those guys? She said, I don't know if they can come that far. You know, it's only one night. It's a long way. Well, whatever. Dorita, get over there and pair up with Linda. And you guys get up here. So December 10, 11, we are going to charge a $15 fee for food. That's $5 a meal. So when the registration goes up, it'll be $15, and that's really just to cover your food. You can stay in Sky High free. Now look, there's only so many beds, right? There's only so many people can sleep in a bed at Sky High. We got some couches, but if you bring a cot, if you bring a sleeping bag and you sleep on the floor, you can do all that. December 10 and 11. Cool. I feel like I'm forgetting something else. Michelle, I feel like I'm forgetting something else. What? She said Tammy. I already said Tammy. Michelle must not have been listening when I said it. I already said it. Monday, Tammy. Tammy Evans is having surgery on Monday. Huh?
You were cutting out real bad there, Coach Dave.
That's it. Dang, why am I cutting out? We just, anyway. All right. Sorry. Thank you, Betty. Thank you. And thank you for my shirt. I'm going to wear my shirt everywhere. I got some interesting things to throw on the table today. But before I throw them on the table, go to that thing from Jack McCarthy. It says, I just forwarded you an email, Spencer. It says, Jack. Because I got a video again on people who are dropping over dead. It's amazing. It's amazing that the media blackout is so powerful. So Jack sent this to me this morning. He says, here's a list of those rare heart injuries and young people after the bioweapon jab. But, you know, the benefits outweigh the risk, right? And look at this. 33-year-old pro dancer Santo Giuliano suffers a heart attack. 32-year-old Olympic tennis player Joachim Gerard collapses. 19-year-old football player Jalen Levy dies. 23-year-old baseball player Daniel Brito suffers a stroke. 19-year-old football player Terrell Williams dies. 21-year-old football player Okafor Kelechi dies. 29-year-old football player Lee Moses dies. 15-year-old footballer Steven Sylvester collapses during practice. 18-year-old football player Emmanuel Antwi dies after collapsing. 13-year-old football player Cajun Somebody dies during practice. 15-year-old soccer player Moya Claire Arnie dies during practice. Junior high school baseball pitcher Andrew Roseman dies suddenly. 17-year-old on and on. Going down through that. Look at that, friends. Look at that. What is going on? What is going on? Can you imagine if these people had died from, I don't know, ivermectin that Donald Trump recommended? Can anybody imagine what we would be seeing? And I read that thing yesterday about the I got brain freeze this morning about the codes and the accountability that we're not seeing. It's crazy. I've got, I want to mix it up, Bible Answer Man today. But before we go to Bible Answer Man, I'm going to give some people a chance to bring up something else or make an announcement or make a statement before we jump into it real quick, okay? And then I got a spiritual topic I'd like to cover as well. Come on in, Silver.
Good morning, y'all. See that thing behind me?
Yeah.
It happened again this morning, and I did not pay attention to the wake-up call that I had in my own body at the start of that and went back to bed and caught the last 25% of it this morning live.
It's a full moon, isn't it, Joe?
It's a full moon, but it was eclipsing this morning. And
well, you know what I hate, Joe? They do all those full moon eclipses at dark, at night.
I wonder why.
So I never get up in the middle. I figure I'll watch the video.
Okay.
But it was pretty spectacular, I guess, huh, Joe?
Oh, it was excellent. It was amazing. Yeah. I got Baba up, and she had to come out in the cold and see it, you know?
Well,
so it was worth
I bet it's colder here than it is there. But
I'm sure
it is. Is that one of the signs in the sun and the sky that we're supposed to be looking for, you think, Joe?
It's probably a message. That is so confusing.
Yeah.
You know, I just look for the Lord and
me too. Along. Don't chase after that. Amen. Craig, you probably got something to say about that stuff, huh? Hey, Craig, it's Friday. You can use as many zeros as you want today. Come on in.
That's it. Yeah, well, we'll pass and let Silver talk on that. I just wanted to just put out again that, you know, we have that tab now for people to be able to share their
testimony. Thank you, man.
Jab remorse. Okay. And, you know, this is not the only one out there. You know, there's a thing called C19 Vax Reactions where you can listen to people's stories. And I think testimonials are so important. Your loved ones, your family members, they'll look at you with crossed eyes. But if they start listening to other people's testimonies, the Lord's Spirit might work in there. So I would just encourage anybody that has a jab remorse story to go to your website, and let's start populating that. And maybe we need to have remember they had that big AIDS quilt? Maybe we need to have a jab quilt and get some public places where we can put that big quilt, because there's lots of names. There's going to be a lot of places on that quilt for people.
Craig, there's so many sob stories going on. We don't even know. They won't even cover them. Real quickly, Spencer, go to Dropping Dead. This is another video that was, I'm not going to show it this morning, but it just shows what we just read. Okay. This is three folks. This is just a video of story after story, story after people dropping dead. Just run it real quick, Spencer. We won't watch the whole thing. It's about 11 minutes long.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksen collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keyonte Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs' heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
Good news, our vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. Conclusion, we have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak.
A CDC safety group says there is a likely association between the vaccines and that rare heart condition, mainly occurring in men under 30 shortly after receiving their second dose.
The reason for his collapse is unknown.
The reason why Manny collapsed in the first place still isn't known.
It's mostly 30 and under people who received Pfizer's or
Moderna's. Okay, Spencer, you can turn it off. It goes on and on and on and on for about 9 minutes. Spence, throw that in the chat real quick if you can. Throw that in the chat so people can do it. And Spencer, remind Jared, please, that I'd like to have this posted. I didn't send it to him this morning, time to post it. So it's going on all around us, right? And we're in some type of crazy denial, and we're in a war. Teresa, come on in. Then Ellen, then Joe. Come on in, Ellen, while Teresa's wiggling on her way in. Come on in, Joe. Somebody talk to me this morning.
Yeah. I'll reiterate, watch Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Joe. We posted that on our website, folks. There's so much unbelievable evidence at the Glenn Beck video on our website. Can you pull that up real quick, Spence? Go ahead, Joe. I didn't mean to walk all over you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's about it, Coach. Just, you need to watch it.
Folks, it's evidence. It's documented evidence. Just click on it so they see what to do there, Spence. Vaccines arms race. It goes on for about 2 hours. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Watch that if you will. Ellen's Edge, come on in, then Kevin.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that now they're after our kids.
Well, they've been after them, haven't they?
They came for the elderly. We didn't stop them. They came for the workers, and we just looked on, and now they're after our children. And when are we going to stop them?
I think they're looking for some point where we're going to push back, don't they? You know, it's like I said to the FBI when they came to my house today. They said, Coach, are you inciting violence? I said, no, I'm trying to prevent it. I'm trying to prevent it. And they're really kind of forcing things that way, I think. Come on in, Kevin. We're officially Open Phone Friday, whatever we call that thing. Go ahead, Kevin.
Bye, yeah, Anderson. I was just going to say on the media blackout, it always reminds me of Surf Pro, the cleaning company Surf Pro. Do you know what their motto is?
No.
Like it never even happened. Right. Yeah, like it never even happened.
That's it. Right, it's like, so never
blackout, like it never even happened, brother. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, bro.
Hey, folks, there's a great frustration, really. All of NUQ feel it, that we throw our hands up to God. They won't even listen. They won't even listen to me. It's a great frustration. And I want to help you relax, because I believe it's a strong delusion. Because they've rejected the truth, the Lord himself will send a strong delusion that they believe a lie. And I believe that's what we're dealing with. Leslie, come on in. Then we'll try Teresa again.
Yes. And how many of those people actually knew the Lord? Where are they? They're being eliminated quickly. Yep.
Amen.
And we don't listen. I own family members think I'm crazy. Teresa, come on in.
Yeah, you know, you were saying, what's it going to take for people to wake up and stand up? Well, we didn't when they mandated the flu shots for the healthcare workers and other businesses started doing it. Nobody said anything. No one stood up for those people. Now we've got this, and it's the whole world.
People are still afraid to stand up, aren't they? Unfortunately, right. Still afraid. Right. Still afraid. Larry.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that the other side wants us to start something. The other side is trying to push us into starting something. And actually, some of us are using that as an excuse not to start something. But when we don't start something, our situation gets worse and worse and worse. We're kind of like caught in that catch-22 situation.
Yeah, Larry, it's, you know, they talk about a bloodless coup. That's what's been pulled on us, is a bloodless coup, right? I don't know how you fight back against a bloodless coup. Emma, come on in, then Clay.
Yeah, Coach. Tom, morning.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tachi was talking about smallpox could be released by a terrorist group. Lo and behold, yesterday or day before, 2 vials of smallpox was found in a refrigerator in a Merrick lab.
Unbelievable, huh? I wonder how many are out there, Tom, we don't know about, right? And you know what, Tom? You know what, Tom? When that smallpox begins to be released or whatever, you know who they're going to blame it on, right? It's a variant from those of us who didn't get the vaccine. You know that's what's coming, right, folks? Come on now. Come on.
They say there's only two places smallpox is allowed to be stored. One place is CDC in Atlanta, and one place in Russia.
And probably one place in Fauci's glove box in his car. Yeah. That'd be the other place.
We're being gaslighted already.
We are, brother. Clay, come on in, then Joe. No, Clay, then Naomi.
You were saying how strong a delusion this is, Coach. I want to give you all an example. I mentioned this before. I've got an uncle about your age. He's in really good shape. He runs all the time, bicycles. Well, he went and got the first jab. Then he got the second jab, and I think that's when he went running and he had some blood in his urine. So he went to the doctor, and they said he must have broke a blood vessel near his kidney. And I said, well, it may have to put that jab. And he said, no, it didn't have anything to do with the jab. So now I've shared some videos and stuff with him, and he may watch them a little bit here and there about getting a shot. But all he watches is what's on mainstream news. Now, a year ago, he wouldn't speak to me for 3 months because he thought I insulted his hero, Donald Trump. But now he watches this stuff all the time. And so he went and got the booster the other day, Coach. And he called me and said, I went and got the booster. The next day, his fever was 99.9 degrees, and he had body ache and joints hurting all over. And when you say, and you know what he said? He said, well, I might have had a little bit of COVID in me that I didn't know about.
Yeah, he might have had a little bit in there he didn't know about. That's what they call what? Dissonance? Huh? Right in front of them, they don't want to see it. Naomi.
So you were talking about meeting in a pub, and yes, it was a pub.
Great food.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was at the homeschool group with my grandkids, and I am working with a functional medicine doctor and a heart therapist who want to do a natural healing symposium, a one-day event here. So I had talked to the pastor about maybe using his facility. He had to talk to his elders. Well, come to find out yesterday, there's a lot of anecdotal stuff, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's false information, and come to find out he's got doctors on his elders board. And he said, there's a lot of diplomacy. And I said, no, it's politics. And basically, they have refused to let us use their facility for a natural healing. So we're looking at using the facility owned by the Unity Church. They're more open to us.
Amen. Amen. But I want to warn you this. It's like I went to a church event one time at the Aladdin Shrine Temple. A church event at the Aladdin Shrine Temple. I went up to the pastor. I said, can you read? Aladdin Shrine Temple. Temple. And you're going to take Jesus into the Aladdin Shrine Temple? So be careful there, Naomi. I get what you're saying. Be careful.
Yeah, well, it's no longer a Unity Church. It's just owned by people who were members of it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah,
gotcha.
We got it, yeah.
All right, you'll cleanse that place out. Tracy, come on in, then Vinny.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is just a different subject because I think they cause a lot of smoke screens everywhere. And I kind of wanted to ask Chad what he's seeing down there, but a lot of the outlets I'm watching is this border crisis is horrible. They're letting people in. They're becoming citizens right away. They've seized more fentanyl that could kill New York City. It's really getting bad down there too. And these people are coming in our areas. I just wanted to ask Chad if he's seeing anything down there about it.
Well, Tracy, that's what the Bible said would happen in the end. Chad, do you see anything? Of course, Chad's only about 800 miles from the border. Chad, what do you think, Chad? He's asleep. We'll wake him up later and ask him. Come on in, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Coach. So get this. Tater Tot Biden has now rescinded Trump-era religious exemptions for adoption agencies. He says that the agencies will now have to place kids with LGBTQ EIEIO families.
Yeah.
Is that great?
There you go. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Myra. Come on in, Myra. And Bernie. Myra,
good morning, Bernie. Saints. How are you? I just give praise and glory to the Father. And I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters from the Pass and Salt ministry, because we all want the best for all these people. Like 2 Peter 3:9 will say, the Lord is not lack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, or were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the repentance. Thank you.
Amen. He's not willing that any should, but he lets us make our own choice, doesn't he? We can't figure out this whole free will thing. We're really kind of confusing for us. He told us, he said, choose life that you and your children might live. We can't even do that. Come on, Bernie, then Rich. Come on, Bernie. Bernie, are you there? Rich is there, then Bernie will come back. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Dave. You know, you mentioned that you some of your family members think you're crazy. Yeah. I see that rolling of the eyes when I start talking as well. And I have to remember that Noah probably was considered a crazy old man while he was building that boat in the desert till the door got shut.
Yeah, just keep pushing forward, buddy. Amen. That's all.
Amen.
Hey, while we got a pause here, Spence, pull up, what does it say? Pull up for me real quick. Cult, about the fourth thing down. Yeah, Bernie, can you get in here yet, bud? Joe Allen can.
Wednesday's show on Hagman, he had a story on the first raid of a homeschooled mother that participated in a local school's CRT.
Yep.
And an FBI raided her house. And
got it right here, Joe.
Yeah. And the CRT, you know, and the government, you know, the DOJ that monitors these people at the school boards and stuff like that.
Yep. Yep. So, I saw here the FBI broke into a home over somebody went to a school board meeting. Jeff, that'd be you next. Come on in.
Coach, just a little plug for tomorrow night here in Knox County. You remember old Pastor Matt up there on the square that came?
Yes.
Spoke with trench coat. He was so impressed with Pastor Neil Peterson. He really liked that dude. He's doing a Singspiration. They're doing a big thing Saturday night over in Bladensburg. Probably 200 or 300 people going to show up at an old schoolhouse. And he said, hey, Tom Branstow, he said, can you put a phone call into Neil Peterson and just by chance see if he's available Saturday night? They put the call in. They said, looks like 90% chance Neo's going to swing over that thing Saturday night, and they're going to let him speak. But it'll be indoors with no snow and slush. So Neo will be here hopefully Saturday night. It'll be good.
Good. God bless Neo. Thank you. Bernie.
Okay, Coach. No, I'm sorry. I had to change devices. My mic wasn't working. Okay. I read this last night on the theme of obedience, which I'm really sick of a disobedient church, but it says, it is only when we obey God's laws that we can be quite sure that we really know him. The man who claims to know God and does not obey his laws is not only a liar, he lives in self-delusion. In practice, the more a man learns to obey God's laws, the more truly and fully he does express his love for him. Obedience is the test of whether we really love, whether we really live in God or not. The life of a man who professes to be living in God must bear the stamp of Christ.
Amen.
Really good.
That's right. And often, Bernie, that stamp is persecution and, I hate to say it, personal hardship is often that stamp.
Opening your mouth and not being ashamed of it. Right.
That's right. That's right. That's right, brother. Thank you. Real quickly, I hear this all the time. Pull up the thing on the cult. Did I say that? Yeah. I hear this all the time. See, listen, you say, oh, you're listening to Coach Dave. That guy's a cult. You guys are listening to that. He's a cult. And so anytime that you go after the show's over and you go to somebody with some information, then they say, where'd you get that? Do you get that from that coach? You better be careful. You're falling into a cult. Now, I want to ask you something. Would you say Joel Osteen has a cult following? Would anybody say that that's true? I'd say he has a cult following. Does T.D. Jakes have a cult following? I think he probably has.
Yes, indeed.
I think he probably does. Now, what does a cult following mean? What does that even mean? It means you get attracted to some, often they say charismatically, you get attracted someplace. Or how about this? You feel home someplace. And so you come back there every day. And then who likes to label you a cult? Well, the other side does. How about a government cult? Anybody see a government cult going on out there? A Fauci cult? Anybody got a Fauci cult going on? A CDC cult? Anybody see one of those? Any of you been going to the same church, sitting under the same pastor for 20 years, and that's not a cult? The Coach Dave Live's a cult because why? We question what we see. So I came up with this. I don't know if we'll go through it real quickly. The characteristics associated with cults. You really want to know if you're in a cult? Well, it says concerted efforts at influence and control lie at the core of cultic groups, programs, relationships. Many members, former members, and supporters of cults are not fully aware to the extent. We're going down through it, yada, 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 yada. So here's a checklist of whether or not we're a cult and you're in a cult, okay? Number one, the group displays an excessively zealous and unquestioning commitment to its leader. Sort of like Fauci and social distancing, right? Sort of like Fauci and taking a jab. But if I say you shouldn't take a jab, why? I'm a cult leader, right? Why? Regardless of his, in other words, I'm going to brainwash it. Number two, real cult leaders, questioning, doubt, and dissent are discouraged. You know that when you come into this, you're not allowed to voice your own opinion. If you voice your own opinion, you are forever banned. Number three, mind-altering practices such as meditation, chanting, speaking in tongues, denunciations, debilitating work routine are used in excess and serve to suppress doubts about the group. And so we do that all the time at Sky High, don't we? Make all you guys get up there and pull weeds. And yeah, we do that a lot. Number seven, the leadership dictates, sometimes in great detail, how members should think, act, and feel. That's us, right? No, that's your pastor. That's that pastor you've been going to church to for 38 years because your grandpa went there. That's the cult. That's the cult. Sorry. The leadership, the group is elitist, claiming a special exalted status for its members. And its members, AG, the leader, is considered the Messiah, a special being of an avatar. The group of leaders on a special mission is to save humanity. And that's right. And only selected people can be part of our crew. Only selected people, like guys who come in and talk about dicks every once in a while, they get in here, right? Group has a polarized us versus them mentality. The leader is not accountable to any authorities. No. Unlike, for example, teachers. Oh, yeah, they're accountable to authorities. Military command. Oh, yeah. They listen to the government, don't they? Or ministers, priests, monks, rabbis. Oh, yeah, they're all clean and green. Ain't no cults there. But don't go listen to Coach Dave. Oh, it's a cult. He's a cult leader. He might tell you to eat good food. Oh, he might tell you to take vitamins. Oh, he might tell you. Oh, he tell you stay away from. Yeah, that's right. We do that here. Oh, my goodness. The leadership induces feelings of shame or guilt in order to influence and control members. I do that all the time, man. Guilt should trip you into following me. Subservience to the leader of the group requires members to cut ties and family and friends. If you want to be part of Coach Dave Live, you got to move out into the country, say goodbye to all your family and friends, and tune in here every morning and do exactly what I tell you to do. The group is preoccupied with bringing in new members. That's right. We give out awards. We get out money for every new member you bring in, don't we, here? The group is preoccupied with money. Oh, well, churches aren't. the government's not preoccupied with money. Fauci, he's not preoccupied with money. No, he's not. Members are expected to devote inordinate amounts of time to the group and group-related activity. Yeah, you got to come to our huddles. Members are encouraged or required to live and or socialize only with people in the huddle. And number four, the most loyal members, like Chad, feel there can be no life outside Coach Dave Live. They believe there's no other way to be and often fear Coach Dave or one of them getting back on him. Even, are you ready? Considering leaving the group. There you are. See, people are following cults. They're following cultic leaders all the time and don't even know that they're doing it. Anybody listening to Fauci is a cult. It's a cult of fear. The COVID is a cult, my friends. It's a cult. And you think about COVID and the way the treatment's gone with COVID, and you run down that list and you tell me COVID isn't a cult. Come on in, Chad. Hey, Chad, you step straight, you walk straight, and you listen to me. Come on in.
Sir, yes, sir. Well, the deal is that one of the things is that it's okay to have a Christian group. I think people are okay with that. But as soon as we add a little tactical training to it, suddenly we become a Christian cult militia.
Hell yeah.
And I'm just like, really? You know, and what's wrong with the militia anyway? We don't have one, but what if we did have one? Is that wrong? See, we've let the media, we've been browbeat. Our whole opinions of things have been manipulated and changed and shrewd to where the militia bad, church with guns bad. That's bad. And it's just, it's just not true. We need to take that initiative back. Hallelujah.
Hey, and Chad, the truth of it is it's other church members that get on you for it, right? It's other church members. Hey, that's how much they brainwashed us.
Hey, Coach, it's RJ. Yes,
RJ.
Hey, I can't get in. The video platform wouldn't let me. Excellent points, Chad. Very good. And let me ask, what happens to you when you leave the cult? Do they treat you well with good memories, or they smear you and accuse you of everything? They're going to wipe out everything about you.
That's right.
Smear your reputation.
We do that here a lot, RJ. We're constantly ripping people apart who are no longer part of the group. Bernie, with your gun. Come on in, Bernie. No?
Just yeah, I didn't mean to leave my hand up. I'm sorry.
You ever had that hand up? I go shoot somebody. I go put my hands up, Bernie. You flash that gun again. All right? All right. All right. Listen, I got something I'm prepared to go to, but does anybody have a piece of meat they want to throw on the table here right now? Piece of meat.
Hello. Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Can y'all hear me? Hi, this is Kim. I'm calling in. Hi, Dave. Thank you for so actually I was just, it's funny, as you were bringing that up, I was researching Jennifer LeClaire, and I've been, you know, doing a lot of the praying on her show. She's got like YouTube videos people can call in and pray. And you know, though I've just been questioning. I don't know if anybody has any experience with that, but the one thing is, she holds herself out to be a church leader. She has a church, and she's the senior person. But she's, as I look at it, she's not an ordained minister. She's not a pastor per se. And it seems like, I was thinking of maybe joining there, but you have to pay for everything. Everything they have, you have to pay for on their websites. And I didn't know if anybody had any experience with a group like that.
Well, that's a great question. That is a great question. Let me say this real quickly, and then let me respond to the money thing. People who are doing public ministry like I'm doing here, somebody's got to pay for it. All right, somebody's got to pay for it. I'll pay for it, but I got to have money to do it. And so we all get caught up in the idea, well, golly, they're always asking for money. They're always asking. Hey, folks, I don't know if you know this. Every time I go to Wendy's, they ask for money. Every time I go to McDonald's, they ask me for money. I went to Dairy Queen the other day, and they asked for money. And you won't believe this. I was coming home last night from speaking, and I pulled into the gas station, and they asked for money. They asked for money. So we have to be very, very careful that the asking for money is everywhere we look, friends. It's everywhere we look. And the truth of it is, it takes money to do what I do. Where do I go? I know you're not, I know you didn't direct it at me. I understand. I'm not being defensive. I'm just trying to help us again, how they have programmed us. Now, there's something, if somebody is taking money and misusing it, of course. But can I tell you something? The government's taking your money, misusing it, and you never bitch not one time about it. But boy, we sure get mad when people on Coach Dave asking for money again. Hey, keep your money. Keep your money. I don't care. Hey, so anyway, she brought up a very, very good point. Very good point about joining and committing. And see, I got about 6 or 7 names up there, and I don't know which one of you have an answer that is relevant or germane to what we just talked about. Some of you may have another question. So this makes this a little bit confusing. I'm going to go to Larry because Larry's usually got something pretty germane to what was just said. So go ahead, Larry, then Emma.
Germane to about experience. I don't have any personal experience, but I've done a lot of study and research into the Christian science. You know, the Sea Org and all that and everything. And that is their bottom line is every little thing you do cost you money. And all those things you read about occults, you know, you got to shun your family, you got to move out of their house and move in with other Christian scientists or what, you know. That is the main organization that just fits the bill for everything y'all been talking about this morning. And any organization that starts emulating them, I'd run the other way.
You know, Larry, I was thinking about that. I know of a situation where a family got kind of trapped in what we would call a cult. Oh, they're in a cult. Their church was a cult. So that's the words they throw around, right? But the truth of it is that the church that these people were a part of, every holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter season, they required the members to come be with them. In other words, they pulled the family away from the family traditional get-together, brothers and sisters and aunts and that kind of stuff, and made them come to California for their revival meeting. And so you have to be really, really careful when cults purposefully try to divide you from family. Now, listen, your family will leave you. If you're in part of some, like some of you are having trouble probably right now because your family member saying, I'm a cult. Listen, they're leaving you. You're not leaving them. So understand, be able to differentiate between this two, who's causing the division. And it's usually not, if it's a cult, then it will be the believer themselves that will pull away rather than those around them. I think we see a lot of that going on. U.S. Country Girl. Emma, your hand's still up. I don't know if you want to get in or not. Country Girl, then Emma.
Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead, Country Girl.
Okay. So as far as I'm not familiar with the ministry that she asked about, but I mean, we just have to compare everything to scripture. We have to, you know, does it align with scripture? Does it not? What does she teach? You know, but I would be more willing to pay for something piecemeal, you know, a la carte, so to speak. I mean, yeah. A lot of people don't stop and think about the fact that we complain about taxes and we complain about giving the government our money and they're doing who knows what with it and it's going who knows where. But what do you do when you tithe to the church and that money just gets funneled somewhere? You never see it. You never even know where it goes. Yeah. You're just supposed to trust them that they're doing the right thing with it. And that's not the case.
Well, not only that, Country Girl, not only that, the whole idea of the money was supposed to be a storehouse, right? That there would be meat in my house, that the people within the church would benefit from it in times of need. And if you go check any great church budget, you're going to find out that most of that money never leaves the church. It goes into salaries. It goes into carpet. It goes into lighting. It goes into fog machines. It goes into blacktop. It never leaves the church. We understand the work of the ministry, right? Yep. We understand how it works.
Right.
But most of the money never leaves. Sadly, it never does.
Right. Yes. And I've belonged to a church that was said all the right things, but at the end of the day had very, very heavy handed leadership. And they can be very subtle with some of these things. You know, they won't come right out and tell you that you're going to be looked at differently if you leave, but the feeling is just there. Sure. Sometimes just a feeling of fear to speak up permeates. And when you bring it up, it you're just shut right down. No, that's not what we do here. That's not what we do here.
All right, Country Girl. I got to throw one on top of this. Okay. I got to, I'm sorry. I know it's open. I know you want to get it. I just got to throw this on top of you. When you're in a relationship with somebody, I don't know what it's like in your house, but if my wife was going to leave me, I wouldn't expect to come home someday and she'd just be gone. I would expect her to come to me and say, "Hey, listen, honey, 41 years, it's been great, but I just can't do it anymore. I just can't do it." And I wonder how many people leave a church and never say anything to anybody. They're just never there again. Been there 5 years and just all of a sudden we've had enough of it. They don't tell anybody, they just leave. Or better yet, when those people leave, nobody calls and say, "Hey, where are you? Where are you? Something wrong? Anything I can help you with?" You know why that is? Because we call ourselves a family, but we're really not. We're not really a family. And one of the things I like about the Q, I say, "Hey, anybody seen Mark Trump? Anybody heard from Mark Trump? And I'll call Mark Trump. And he said, oh, yeah, Coach, I was talking to Bobby Lee yesterday, and I was talking to – we look after each other here. And we hope that nobody at this – in our group, this fellowship, whatever it is, we hope nobody slips through the cracks. And we would always hope that if you leave, you at least tell us why. Just say, hey, Coach, I had enough of you. Go pound sand. Cool, I'm okay. Okay, cool. But just all of a sudden, not around anymore. And I'm supposed to be your brother, and I don't pick up the phone, find out what happened to you. Come on, we gotta be better than this, friends. And that has to do with dealing with tough issues. Tough issues. Because you don't want to pick up the phone and call your pastor and tell him why you're leaving. You don't want to, but you have an obligation to. Call him and say, Pastor, I'm sorry. I love you. I love your family. I love everything about you. But I can't take your pussy preaching anymore. I'm sorry. I just can't take it anymore. What was wrong with that? So I'm just, you know, I'm not rejecting the product. I'm rejecting the delivery. Been a great relationship. We're going to move on. Rather than just moving on, not saying anything. Now, somebody's tried to get in a couple times. Was that you, Emma? Go ahead.
Well, yes. No, it was Kim again.
Go ahead, Kim. Emma. Go ahead, Kim.
I wanted to clearly understand about the giving and tithing. And that's not really the issue. It was more.
No, I didn't take it that way. I didn't take it that way.
I guess I just wondered if anyone had experience because I had joined her church, so to speak. And then when I looked a little more into it, I realized she's not a pastor. It's a movement. It's a charismatic movement. And she's, you know, listing herself as a prophet, which I'm sure she is. And I know God uses this ministry. I wasn't feeling comfortable. And you had mentioned some of the other charismatic preachers that are out there. So that's why I brought it up. But
okay, good. I took it in the way that it was delivered. I didn't take it wrong, right? Hey, can I ask you something else? Why do you have to join a church? Have I ever made anybody join us here? All right, Jim, you're a member now, Jim. All right, Jim. You're not allowed to go anywhere. You're joined. You joined us. What?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Membership. Are you on the membership list? No. Why do I have to be? I don't think so. Come on in, Jim, since I already barked at you.
Coach, this is my son and his wife. They're caught in an organization, and the mind control is so unbelievable that they can't even see that their focus isn't on Jesus anymore. It's on their organization. An example is Thanksgiving. They're going to join us for Thanksgiving, thankfully, but they cannot stay through Sunday because they have to get back there.
There you go. And to me, that's one of the signs when they try to separate. Well, I don't know. I don't have to beat a dead horse on that one. Alan, come on in.
Coach, bring in Emma right quick. Bring in Emma.
Emma, thanks, Chad. Chad's the director. I've appointed him in one of our cult meetings. Chad became director of programming here at Coach Dave Life. Come on in, Emma.
I just wanted to go back to a couple of weeks ago. Somebody said the two sons of Adam were not his sons, that the devil had his way with Eve, and Adam chose to sin. Well, I want to know which guy in here is going to stand by and watch somebody have his way with his wife.
There might be some that would. We hope there aren't, but there might be. See, listen, that's another thing, friends. I think you're friends. I hope you're friends. Enemies, you can listen to. We bring things up here on this show, not to make you believe them. We bring them up on the show to make you think. Like what I was going to talk about today. I'm going to save it for another day. I thought maybe somebody would bring up a religious issue. Here's what I want to talk about. I'm not going to talk about it now, but I was going to talk about Saturday or Sunday. And does it matter? And who determined what? I think that's well worth arguing about, right? But you got to be careful, because the next thing you know, the day you worship becomes the central focus of what you're doing. That would be a worthy argument to have, this big to have, but we're not going to do it now. Ken, come on in, then Joe, then Alan. Go, Ken.
Yeah,
You mean Keith?
Yes, whoever KK is, KK, I got names. I you know, KK, whatever that is, you.
Yeah, well, I did that because I wanted to remain anonymous, but it's not.
Well, yeah, now you are, and then you get mad I don't say your name right. Go ahead, KK.
I'm not mad.
Go ahead.
Seriously, though, the fruits of that, you know, you talk about money. I don't know if it's providential or not, but I got up this morning, made myself a cup of coffee, and I paid money for it, and I went to drink it, and I didn't get the zing from the caffeine. So it's like, if you do pay this money, piecemeal, yeah, I agree with that one, because the next can of coffee I buy is not going to be what I just bought. Anyway,
that's right. Yeah, so listen, some of you are tithing to Starbucks. Some of you give more to Starbucks than you do Pass the Salt. That's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing it out. Come on in, Alan. Dollar a day. Dollar a day from you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you get radically saved, people's going to separate themselves from you. And I'm in a cult because I pray in tongues and, you know, hey, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be a disciple of Christ. I don't care what nobody else says. Thanks. Yeah. I've lost a lot of family, friends. But you know what? When they get in the, when they get down in the mud, they'll call you at 3 a.m. and then they want some help from you.
Yeah. I'm in the cult of Christ. Is that where you find yourself, Alan? I admit it. He's a cult leader. And
amen,
I follow him.
Coach. Right? Amen. Anybody talks about you, me and them going to fight.
Hey, Paul, hey, how about this? Wasn't it Paul that said, follow me as I follow Christ? Didn't he say that? I think he did. I think he said that in the Bible. Follow me as I follow Christ. Cult leader. Amen. You don't think they called him a cult leader? Except they didn't because they didn't have that word, that name back then. Dale, come on in. And Roger. Come on, Dale, you cult leader, get in here.
I'm sorry, Coach. I'm loading up my trailer like any good pastor should be doing, and that is that he gets his hands down into the grit with his
congregation. Go ahead. Quit bragging. Quit bragging.
No,
get
brother,
in here.
That is what it is. There's some good churches out there, but for the majority, you're absolutely right. I'm not bragging. But, brother, the same thing as giving. You know, we got the giving shouldn't be a problem, you know, for churches. They should be tithing out into the ministries, and they don't. So let me load up my truck while we're fixing people's homes. Because that's what good pastors should be doing. Get their tough off the stupid chairs in their pews.
There you go, man. Well, take your hand down so I don't go call on you. Coach. Yeah, Alan, quickly.
Hey, my preacher up on the roof helping me put my roof on. So, you know, when you're in a good church, folks are going to be a little bit Amish. When you're down in you need something some help, they're going to be there helping you. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Alan, I hate to tell you this. That's Past the Salt Ministries. I put out a cry and everybody comes.
That's why I'm still in here with you. I know that.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, anybody that talks trash about Coach, one thing I can say about him and his wife, and I've said this multiple times on the show, they are the most genuine people that I know. What you see is what you get. There ain't no difference in him on the show and when you meet him in person. And I'm going to tell you, in 2021, being called genuine, That's a real high calling right there, buddy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Genuine Louisville Slugger baseball bat, right? I want a genuine Louisville Slugger baseball bat. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for saying that. That's nice. Honors my wife. There ain't nobody like my wife. Roger, come on in. And Trent.
Well, I would just encourage people, and this may be a good thing at the end. Dave, you need to talk about money a little more. The Bible talks about it a lot. And whether we like it or not, how we spend our money shows what we believe in. So
yes, sir.
I would have no trouble with a little more desire of people to give and to talk a little bit. We talk a tremendous amount about preaching, about taking action. The Bible talks about money more than both of those. And I would just encourage people to support you. I mean, it's a bottom line to support ministry.
People need to
do that.
Yeah, listen, folks, you can go online, check our 990s. In fact, we just filed our 990. I make $36,000 at Past the Salt Ministries. That's what I make. Some of you make 10 times that, right? So don't get into the whole month. I don't even know how we got into that thing. It's crazy. You guys go support, you go to get yourself a cup of coffee and don't even think anything about it. And, oh, my goodness. $1 a day from 1,000 of you people. Can you imagine what that would do? Oh, my goodness. See, how do we get on that? Now you're all nervous and crazy. Go ahead, Trent. Come on in.
Coach, the first time I met you was about five and a half years ago or something at the Hear the Watch conference in Knoxville, Tennessee. And a family member of mine sent my wife and I off at the time, and they were just like, be careful. You know how those groups can be. It can kind of be like a cult. I was like, oh, my goodness, man.
Yep. Their own church is a cult. Their own church is a cult and don't even know it. Janine, come on in.
I just sent Spencer a video. It's a musical video, since you were talking about you're not going to talk about the Sabbath, but I thought this video would be great to leave everyone as you close out the show. So it's up to you.
Okay. Thanks, Janine. Maybe I rarely play something without reviewing it. Not that I don't trust you. So we'll use it.
I've sent it to you before.
Okay. U.S. Country Girl.
I was just wondering if you could put up that information that you shared yesterday about helping the family, because I meant to do something about that, and I got busy, and I forgot. For some reason, I can't get on the website right now. It just keeps, like, reloading and reloading, so I don't know if it's because I'm all on.
What is that, Jared?
Okay, you need to scroll down. That's not okay. Sometimes there's a problem with that player. Scroll down just a little bit more, and it's the same show there.
Well, wait a minute, Jared, somebody. People are having trouble with our website. It just spins and spins and spins. I've heard it from several of them. I don't know what it is. Whether it's...
anyone that knows what this means, there's a caching issue that we're trying to figure out. So it's basically we have to refresh it on the backside, and we're trying to figure that out.
Okay, so it doesn't affect everybody.
Now it's working.
Okay, yeah. But
can I find that link on there somewhere?
You just go to. I think it says donate. Just donate. That would be the link.
There you go. Caching issue. We're talking about money again.
There we go. So I've already committed to send the money out. All right.
That was good. That was a good one, Brent.
We do a lot of that stuff. All right, and we've committed to. Listen, I'm just asking you. Do you want to be part of the blessing? Because you reap what you sow. Do you want to sow into somebody else's life or not? I don't care. We have the money. We will cover our commitment. I'm just saying, do you want to get some of the benefits of reaping and sowing?
That's what I appreciate. Yeah. Saying we're going to help this family. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're doing it. You don't have to give a cent. If you would like to be part of the blessing, then here's how you can do it. Other than that, then we're beyond that. Doesn't matter. Bernie's hands up against, and Roger again, maybe, for not taking it down. Go, Bernie.
Yeah, you're talking about cult stuff. And there was one guy, he said he got saved, and his mom thought he was in a cult. She said, you're being brainwashed. He said, no, Mom, I got my heart washed.
I'm heart washed. Hey, folks, COVID's a cult? You don't think COVID's a cult? A cult, folks? Are you kidding me? COVID controls the life of 70% of Americans. You don't think that's a cult? And who's the cult leader? Well, we don't really know who it is, right?
Maybe hey, it's Coach, I want to raise my hand, but I'm on my phone right now, and I apologize.
Your hand's up. Go, Bobby. Go ahead.
Talk about cults. What about all these Masonic lodges in every community across
the nation? Oh, Bobby, those aren't cults, Bobby. No.
Family members are involved in that, but these secret societies, there's no cult behavior there.
No, there's no cults there, no. No, how about just people marching for Planned Parenthood? Oh, that wouldn't be cult. No. Come on, friends. See, it's all programming. Roger, did you want to close us out, or are you just too lazy to take your hand down?
Well, I was just too lazy to take my hand down.
Okay. So, Spencer, can you play that video real quick? How long is that video? Did it get stuck into the chat? Because I'm nearing the end here. I don't have time to play 11 minutes. Don't have time to do it. So we'll put it in the chat for anybody that wants to see it. Hey, busy weekend. God bless you. Hey, do me a favor. Send me a bunch of money, because tomorrow I'm going to be at the Polaris Mall, and my wife has a store that she loves to go buy shoes and coats. And if you can just give a lot of money, we can spend all that tomorrow at the Polaris Mall. All right? God bless you. Have a great weekend.